This is Steve White, your host for Monitor 67, with a lineup for this half hour that includes an interview with Senator Abraham Ribicoff of Connecticut, in which he urges young people to consider politics as a career. Also, our man Joe Garagiola will discuss one of baseball's all-time greats, Joe DiMaggio. And all this will be set in a frame of Monitor music, the first example of which is this one by Petula Clark. Chrysler Plymouth has just jarred the automotive world with an unprecedented victory in the mobile economy run by winning 4 out of the 7 classes as certified by the U.S. Auto Club. In Class A, Compact 6s, Valiant, the winner. In Class B, Compact 8s, Barracuda, the winner. In Class D, Intermediate 8s, Belvedere, the winner. In Class G, Luxury Models, Chrysler, the winner. This sweeping victory from low-priced compact to luxury class proves that to ride with the winners, the man to see is your Chrysler and Plymouth dealer.
Ride with the winner, Plymouth. Ride with the winner now!
Senator Abraham Ribicoff of Connecticut and his former assistant, U.S. Attorney John Newman, have teamed up to write a book called Politics the American Way, a book that the senator himself describes as a political primer. Just before the senator addressed a recent meeting of local business leaders at a restaurant in Newington, Connecticut, reporter Frank Knight interviewed him about his book and his political philosophy.
Senator Ribicoff, many critics who have reviewed the book say it is extremely, very well written, and it is written by a man who certainly has been very successful in politics. However, Senator, some of your critics say that the book is very naive as far as hard politics is concerned.
Well, that's true. I mean, this isn't a behind-the-scenes action of the blood-and-thunder parts of politics. This is intended for youngsters in high school and a handbook of how you go about getting in politics. The concept was not written for sophisticated individuals who are hardened in the field of politics. It is for youngsters on the high school level.
So politicians are requested not to pick it up.
Oh, they can pick it up. I think they can learn something, too.
Why didn't you include any of your own personal experiences?
Because that wasn't the kind of book. It wasn't autobiographical. It was a practical book for anyone to use, and not a book to indicate my own experiences. Someday I might do an autobiography, but this wasn't the place for an autobiography.
Let me ask you this, Senator Ribicoff. Is politics a good life? Would you recommend it for youngsters?
Oh, I certainly would. It's a tough life. It's a hard life. It's a very demanding one. But there is no other career that a man can choose that can give him a better opportunity to serve and that can bring many satisfactions. If you are looking for an easy way, don't go into politics. But if you're looking for excitement and stimulation and opportunity to serve, I certainly would recommend it.
What are some of the rewards and satisfactions, Senator, of your political life?
Well, the opportunity to hold political office and serve the public, both on the local scene, in the state, and on the national level. It gives you an opportunity to place your ideas and ideals and principles into action, into reality, to translate them into law, to help your fellow human beings achieve a better life, both socially and economically and politically. And each and every day when you can be of help to a single individual or a group of individuals or the state or a nation is a day definitely worthwhile.
Senator Ribicoff, let me ask you this. With the election of Governor Ronald Reagan, a so-called glamour candidate, somebody who has had absolutely no previous political experience, to suddenly become the governor of such a popular state as California, does that mean now that politics has changed to the point where the so-called power brokers are looking for personalities and pretty faces?
No. I mean, there is no definite rule in the field of politics. Basically, at different times and different places and different occasions, different men are elected to public office. It just goes to show the diversity in the field of politics and the opportunities for any individual. The fact that Mr. Reagan was elected from his background doesn't indicate that he cannot serve and serve well. It will take a lot of hard work on his part to learn the rudiments of government because he hasn't had experience, but many men are successful in the field of politics who have never had experience before.
If I read your book, could I become elected U.S. Senator?
Well, take more than reading the book. You'd have to go out and do a lot of hard work. You'd have to get people to approve of you.
If you had it to do all over again, now you were a lawyer, you were a municipal judge, you were a congressman, the governor of Connecticut, a member of the president's cabinet, and now U.S. Senator, is it worth it?
It sure is. I don't regret a single day. And if I had it to do over again, I would do it exactly the same way as I have in the past.
Thank you very much, U.S. Senator Abraham A. Ribicoff. Abraham A. Ribicoff, Democratic Senator from Connecticut, has been talking to us about his book, a political primer titled Politics, the American Way. This is Frank Knight.
Now the thoroughly delightful Julie Andrews sings Thoroughly Modern Millie.
We think he's chic, unique, and quite adorable. They think he's odd and fun and amorable. But the fact is, everything today is thoroughly modern. Check your personality, everything today makes yesterday slow. Better face reality, if not insanity, said Vanity Fair. In fact, it's stylish to raise your skirts and bob your hair. In a rumble seat, the world is so cozy. If the boy is kissable and that tango dance they wouldn't allow. Now it's quite permissible. Goodbye, good goody girl, I'm changing and how. So beat the drums, cause here comes thoroughly modern Millie. Now. Modern, dance again, Jazzy. the day it stops to go. Cars get snappier. Men say it's criminal what women will do. What they're forgetting is this is 1922. Have you seen the way they kiss in the movies? Isn't it delectable? Painting lips and pets lining your brow. Now it's quite respectable. Goodbye, good goody girl. I'm changing and how. So beat the drum, cause here comes Hurley Modern
Lady. You're tuned to Monitor at 19 minutes after the hour. With more good listening ahead, whether your preference is music, sports, news, or comedy. So keep your dial right where it is. You're on the Monitor Beacon. This is Steve White, your host for Monitor 67. Now, at the Monitor Sports Desk, here's Joe Garagiola.
You know, I don't think that it really matters what you do for a living. You have an admiration for the way some people represent your walk of life. Maybe it's a partner or maybe it's a competitor. But you look at him or her and say, there goes a great ad for this business. Well, I'm down here in Florida, and the other day I had another chance to see a guy who has always been such a great ad for baseball, and still is. The Yankee roster lists him as a special batting instructor. But I've got to believe that the kids in that Yankee camp will learn a lot more besides how to hit from Joe DiMaggio. He hasn't changed much over the years. At least that's what you think when you first see him. His hair is now what they call a distinguished gray, but outside of that, there isn't much apparent change. The uniform doesn't bulge in the middle, and he walks on the field with the same bounce in his step. But in other ways, Joe has changed a lot. The smiles come a little easier now than they used to, and there's even an occasional joke. He's a guy that's had his share of troubles, and you can see that by looking at him, even if you never read a newspaper. But still, he seems to be more relaxed than he was in his playing days. It's almost as if Joe DiMaggio had suddenly found out that baseball can be fun. He was talking to newspaper men the other day, and they were asking him about whether or not he ever had the urge to be a manager. He grinned and then said, "Let me tell you guys something. When I was playing, I used to read in the papers about how cool DiMaggio was and how he never got excited and how easy the game was for him to play. Well, maybe it looked that way to you up there, but take it from me, it wasn't like that at all. My stomach was churning from the time I got to the ballpark, and after a game, I'd have to sit around a clubhouse for an hour before I even felt like taking a shower. Now, imagine taking a job as a manager when a game could eat you up like that, because I can tell you one thing, those days I sat on a bench, it was worse. Joe loves the job that he has each spring with the Yankees. As he says, it's a kick to come back each spring and see the change in the kids I worked with last year. And for the kids, of course, it's even more of a kick. He's quite a man, this one they used to call the Yankee Clipper. This is Joe Garagiola.
Here's a word about Vigoro.
When the green in your grass is gone, and you gotta make it shape up, make it wake up with the bold green vigor of Vigoro. The bold green vigor of Vigoro.
You bet. And the answer is simple. Every Vigoro product is tailor-made for the area where it's sold. That's the secret behind the bold green vigor of Vigoro. Vigoro, for goof-proof lawn foods. You sure ought to try them.
Joe Garagiola is heard every weekend on Monitor and weekdays on NBC Radio. Monitor music with Jimmy Rogers and his latest, I'll Say Goodbye.
Now that the summer's come and gone, I'll say goodbye. Now that the winter's coming on, I'll say goodbye. I'm not the first man or the last who had a thirst to leave the past. So while the autumn rain is falling, I'll say goodbye. For every star that falls to earth, a new one glows. For every dream that fades away, a new one grows. when things are not what they would seem. You must keep following the dream. So while my heart is still believing, I'll say goodbye. I can't be caged in by a ring. So while the chilly wind is blowing, I'll say goodbye.